Chapter 38 Story Map Technique. Story maps are one of the most generally useful techniques I know. They are essentially a framing and planning technique, but they are also just as useful for ideation. They are also used as a design technique when working on prototypes, and they are great for communicating with your team and stakeholders. They also play a very practical role in managing and organizing your work. Further, a story map is helpful throughout product discovery and delivery. I think you'll agree that's a lot of benefits. But the best part is how simple it is. The origin of story maps came from frustration with the typical flat backlog of user stories. There's no context, just a prioritized list of stories. How can the team know how one story fits in with the big picture? What does it mean to even prioritize at that granularity with so little context? And what set of stories constitutes a meaningful milestone or a release? Jeff Patton, one of the early Agile thinkers, was frustrated by this, so he leveraged some proven UX design techniques and adapted them to Agile concepts and introduced user story maps. These are two-dimensional maps in which major user activities are arrayed along the horizontal dimension, loosely ordered by time from left to right. So if there are a dozen major user activities, they would be along the top, from left to right, generally in the order you would do them. Or at least, if you were describing the overall system to someone else, the order in which you'd describe them. Along the vertical dimension, we have a progressive level of detail. As we flesh out each major activity into sets of user tasks, we add stories for each of those tasks. The critical tasks are higher vertically than the optional tasks. If you lay out your system this way, you can, at a glance, get the holistic view and consider where to draw the line in terms of different releases and their associated objectives. Now each story has context. The entire team can see how it fits in with the other stories, and not just as a snapshot in time. The team can see how the system is expected to grow over time. We can use this story map to frame our prototypes, and then as we get feedback on our prototypes and learn how people interact with our product ideas, we can easily update the story map to serve as a living reflection of the prototypes. As we finalize our discovery work and progress into delivery, the stories from the map move right into the product backlog. Many teams I know consider a high-fidelity user prototype and a story map as their go-to techniques. Another must-read book for product managers, User Story Mapping, Discover the Whole Story, Build the Right Product, by Jeff Patton, O'Reilly Media, 2014.